This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
You know, Dr. Sheely, if it's okay with you, I'd like to take a short detour. But there is a medical question I have at the end of this short detour. I'd like to talk about something that happened almost 70 years ago. And that would be on December 7th. And a lot of people talked about the attack on Pearl Harbor, the day that got us into World War II, the day that got, 2,335 American servicemen killed, 1,143 wounded. Now, that number changes depending on what source you use. But on December 7th, 1941, at 8, just about 8 a.m., maybe 7:59 in the morning, the United States Naval Harbor at Pearl Harbor was attacked by the Japanese. Those people that I just mentioned, the 2,335 American servicemen that were killed, they were murdered. Now, some people say, well, you know, war really, you know, when people get killed in war, that's not murder. This was murder. Why do I say it was murder? Well, because we were not in a war. There was no war declared with Japan. They just attacked us and murdered 2,335 Americans and wounded 1,143 more. There was no state of war until they attacked us. Well, that was 70 years ago, almost 70 years ago. Some ships were sunk. The USS Arizona, the Nevada, the Oklahoma, the Tennessee. Other ships were damaged. The our military lost 188 airplanes. They were destroyed. 159 more were damaged. The USS Arizona is still there where it was sunk. And it had 500,000 gallons of fuel oil on board. And still leaking. To this day, almost 70 years later, it leaks up almost 2 gallons of fuel oil a day. And has since it was attacked on December 7th, 1941, almost 70 years ago. So it's still leaking. My father and his brothers enlisted in the U.S. Army. Why? Because we were attacked. They came to the aid defense of our country. They weren't the only ones. My dad was a first sergeant. He got 90 days of training. War was not, you know, in his thoughts. He wasn't thinking that, hey, you know what, why don't I just go to war? That'd be fun. It wasn't like that at all. We were attacked, and he responded, and so did his brothers. He was shipped off to the Pacific on a Pacific fleet, a troop ship, a bunch of troop ships. There was a flotilla of troop ships in the Pacific, and they were dive-bombed by the kamikaze pilots of the Japanese military. So think about this. So there are U.S. servicemen in the Army on Navy ships, and they're being attacked from the air by dive bombers. They were strafed with machine guns, and what the Japanese would do is they built cheap airplanes. That was a one-flight airplane. The idea with these plywood airplanes was to fly one bomb, a belt of machine gun cartridges. They would shoot until they were out of machine gun cartridges. They would launch their bomb, and then with the plane out of weapons, they would use the plane as a weapon and dive it into a ship. That's what the Japanese did. And my dad was on one of these ships, and he watched ships all around him on fire in the Pacific. No place to go. No place to go. So my dad ended up, he survived that, ended up in the Philippines. And if you want to see the horrors of what happened in the Philippines, I suggest you watch a video called The Great Raid. The Great Raid. What happened was the Japanese, after they attacked us, about 8 hours later, they attacked the Philippines. And we had U.S. civilians and military on the Philippine Islands. And what they did was they forced the Filipinos and the Americans to one end of the island where they captured them. The Americans and Philippines were outnumbered, outgunned, and ultimately had to surrender. They surrendered to the Japanese where they were bayoneted alive. They were put into what would be considered maybe a little air raid shelter. That would be a dugout, scooped out area in the ground where that was covered with like a little wooden bridge. And so it was a low depression, and they put a bunch of our guys in there. Then they'd roll a barrel of gasoline on each end of the dugout. They would remove the bung, and this opening would allow the gasoline to pour into these air raid dugouts. And then the Japanese would light them on fire. They would burn our men alive. They would bayonet them. And anyone who dared coming out of this burning inferno would be machine gunned. 2 days, no one in our family owns a Japanese vehicle. Now, why is that? Do we hold a grudge? Yeah. Yeah, we do. Why? Because they tried to kill my father. And men like him. Now, that's just the Pacific theater. There was the European theater as well. So we do not own any Japanese cars. And we don't plan on it. Now, how many generations does it take? Well, I think it takes about 3 or 4 before the families forget the atrocities of war. I don't think our sons are going to buy any Japanese vehicles. They haven't yet, and I think it's the same reason why that they wouldn't buy them that I wouldn't. And my dad would say, they were trying to kill me. He didn't know them. He didn't know the Japanese, but they wanted him dead. They wanted to kill my father. There's a couple words I'm going to use that might get me thrown off the air. I'm going to use them right now. Alex, our engineer, you don't have to worry about them, I don't think. But if you watched a television series called McHale's Navy, it was on just over-the-air television back in 1965. It was all fiction. But they referred to the Japs as Japs. We refer to them as Japanese. They refer to them as Japs. They also refer to them as Nips. Now, why did they do that? Well, Jap is the first 3 letters of the word Japan. I don't think it's a racial slur at all. Just as I don't think when people say, you guys are from the U.S., I don't think that's a racial slur either, because U.S. is the first 2 letters of the abbreviation USA. So Jap is the first 3 letters of the word Japan, or the word Japanese. They also use the word called NIP, N-I-P, and I don't think that's a racial slur either, and I'll tell you why. Because Nippon, N-I-P-P-O-N, is the Japanese word for Japan. It means rising sun. The Japanese people are known as those of the rising sun. So the first three letters of Nippon, which is their word, is N-I-P. So in McHale's Navy, you would hear them use the word Japs and Nips. I don't think it's all that bad. And I'm not telling you this as a to be offensive or to be politically incorrect. I'm just telling you that that's the way it was in history. I'm just giving you a clarification of the way it was. You don't hear the words Japs and Nips anymore because I think the Japanese seem to think it's offensive. Well, some of them might. But I'm just telling you, that's the way it was. And that's how they were referred to. And I think it's all backwards. I don't think there is any cause for racial slurs to be claimed against those words. Because, in fact, those are just words. What they did was murder us. Murder us. Over 2,000 of us. They murdered us. And now we hear that these two words are offensive? Who do they think they are? That's the outrage. So the medical question I have for you, Dr. Shealy, is the horrors of war. My dad carried the horrors of war. He remembered the smell of rotting, burning flesh for his entire life. He remembered the kamikazes dive bombing these ships. He remembered watching the burning men jumping off their ships. They were being burned alive while they were being strafed and bombed, and the ships were on fire in the Pacific with no place to go, jumping off the ship to put out the fires of their flesh. He remembered that. Dr. Shealy, are you encountering, have you encountered the stresses, these memories of those who have survived physically, but maybe not mentally, war and the atrocities of war?
Oh, yes. Not in a huge quantity, of course, but definitely. And by the way, my math is 77 years.
I'm sorry, what was that? 77? What was 77?
77 years ago.
Huh? Okay. Yeah. There you go. Well, Dr. Shealy, when we come back, can you tell us what can we do for those who have been scorched, burned mentally, who carry around in their minds these horrors that many of us can't even imagine? What can we do to help them? We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com.
CashLoanCash.com, and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79Cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79Cash.com. Type www.79Cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79Cash.com. 79Cash.com. 79Cash.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor. And the question I asked is, what can we do about these victims of war that are physically and mentally injured as a result of war? I mean, even the concussions, the sounds of war are just unbearable. And I think the average person would have a real tough time just dealing with just the sound of the explosions. Oh, by the way, Alex, do we have Gwyneth Isaacs with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Vincent. How are you today?
Well, Dr. Shealy, maybe you can... Hi, Gwyneth. Maybe we could answer that question a little later. Dr. Shealy, Gwyneth has a burning question that she would like to ask you about, I believe, past life regression. Gwyneth, please share what your thoughts are with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Okay. Yes, Dr. Shealy, I've been wanting to speak with you for a little while, okay, about past life regression, because the situation that I'm facing, Archie, that was my husband and I, when he was alive, we did some past life regressions, and we came up with a lot of data about two past lives especially that have been verified since then by my historical research. Okay. And I have been able to come up with names and places of people and also confirmation, a very, very specific confirmation of actual events that we saw in the regression. When we were doing the regression, we didn't get any names and we generally didn't get places either. But the research that I've done, you know, it's been all since his death. And some of it as recently as the last couple of weeks. But I've managed to pretty well verify everything that we saw. What I'm reading is that, one of these, past lives, it was actually, that I was a highway woman and, my Archie, he was a highway man, and that we were lovers, and that we had a particular set of circumstances that I saw that's been able to be verified by, like I said, by the history that I've researched. And but what I'm getting is that this woman, to this day, is still haunting. There's a part of my soul that is still haunting that road, okay, to the point of where there's three or four really, really major serious accidents on this section of road, which to look at is not a significant looking section of road at all. Parts of it are like one and two lane, country lane type highways. And yet, it's an ancient highway. This is a set of events that goes back 400 years. And for the last 400 years, ever since this woman's death, that was me in the past life, there's been three and four really, really major crashes on this road every single year, right up until the present day. And some of the road is now a major freeway, but much of it is still just the one and two lane little country road. Have you ever come across a circumstance like that?
Well, yes, all kinds of things. You know, let's face it, a hex, if you will, or curse can be put not only on a person, but on a physical location where something dreadful happens. So to me, what that stretch of road needs is an exorcism.
Yeah, I was thinking that, and I was thinking that I'm probably about the only one who can really do it. I actually trained to do exorcisms, by the way, just so that everybody knows. And I've done them from time to time, especially locations where there's been haunting.
Right.
And so I'm thinking that at some time I will have to go to England and basically reintegrate that part of my soul.
Gwen, hold that thought.
That's what I'm getting.
We're going into a break. We'll be right back with Gwyneth and Dr. Shealy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major wintry storm with freezing rain, snow, and ice creating huge travel problems across the southeastern United States and also for the entire air travel system, as there are repercussions that are being felt nationwide. In North Carolina, one of the four people killed by the storm died when a tree fell on his truck, causing the driver to lose control and drive right into a church. This man saw it happen.
I just heard a big crash, and that tree fell on top of the truck while they were headed this way. Then you heard several more crashes, and you can't mistake that.
There were at least 500 traffic accidents in an 11-hour period in North Carolina. President Trump reportedly considering Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows to possibly replace current White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We got two instructors with us at the moment. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us in Missouri. And we've got Gwyneth Isaacs with us, another instructor, live from Australia. Gwyneth, you were talking about past life regression. Please continue with your question, and let's see what Dr. Shealy thinks.
Okay. Yeah, that's basically it. I think that at some stage I'm going to have to go to the, is actually to the UK, which is a long way from here. In Australia, it's like the other side of the world. It's not like just going down the road. But I'm just, you know, I'm kind of wondering if I should tell you who this lady was. I mean, locally in the area, she's really, really famous. And she, every time there's a major crash on this road, they blame it on her. In the UK, they just flat out do. And I think if anyone lives in the Greater London area between maybe Luton and the city, they would probably be able to guess who I am. But yeah, it's been quite interesting because there's been another past life, and I think that I was speaking with Vincent about this. This is a later past life than the highway woman lady. And this one, I was actually a pirate in the Caribbean. And I was a, you know, I know that everybody's sort of going a bit crazy at the moment about, you know, all of this LGBT whatever. But, you know, it actually makes me kind of angry because back in this life I was a cross-dressing female pirate in mandrag in the Caribbean. And I saw this probably about 18 years ago when we were doing past life regressions with my husband. And I was a pirate surgeon, and I was the lover of one of the most famous of the Caribbean pirates. And, you know, the history books record me as being a male, but in my past life regressions I've seen that that definitely was not the case. And it's been really interesting because since then, one thing that has come up in this queer research is that actually researching this particular Caribbean pirate and actually pointing the finger at that very pirate surgeon and saying that was his lover, we can now see clearly that that was so. How's that? And there's, if you were to do an internet search on the names of these two Caribbean pirates, they come up together and they link together with numerous blog posts from the queer community, linking them together as being gay pirates. And I can just say that they weren't gay pirates because I was female. I was definitely female in that life. But I was in mandrag. Okay, and I wasn't the only one because there were two contemporaries of mine, and they were Anne Bonny and Mary Read, and they were also mandragging it all over the Caribbean. But I did a little bit of regression work then regarding myself because I knew them. I was on a different ship. I was not on the same ship as Anne Bonny and Mary Read and Calico Jack Rackham. I was not on the same ship with them. But I knew them. I knew of them. And what the information that I got on that particular, you know, on how I knew them was that I went drinking once with Anne Bonny. And we got drunk together, and it appeared to be, I think, in the Bahamas. And it's really interesting because when I was a little girl, I always wanted to move to the Bahamas. I thought the Bahamas was great, and I remember, I think I mentioned this to you, Vincent, there was a guy, he had an exercise show. What was his name?
Jack
and it was
Lalanne.
Based in the Bahamas. Jack Berlane.
Are you talking about Jack LaLanne?
Mm-hmm. Jack LaLanne. Okay.
No,
is that
Jack
with a B
La
or with a
L-A.
V? LaLanne.
Jack?
Yep.
No, LaLanne,
yep.
I believe.
LaLanne. Okay. And I would watch his show, and I'd do his exercises, and I would see the Bahamas, and I would want to go there as a little girl. And I remember going to my mum as a little girl and saying, when I'm a big person, I'm going to move to the Bahamas. I didn't know how to say it properly. I was so little, I must have been 3 or 4. And mum said, oh, well, what do you want to do that for? And I said, I love the Bahamas. I used to call them Bahamas.
Gwyneth,
you know?
Gwyneth, I have a question for I've got a question for you. So
yeah.
Are you saying that it's Jack LaLanne, LaLanne. Jack LaLanne is the man you're talking about. The question I have for you is, you have had two, you believe you know of two people you were in past lives.
Yes.
Are there more? Are there more or just two?
Yes, there are. But there's two I'm focusing on at the moment. There's a third one, that's my great aunt. Okay. She was an art teacher. She went to Paris. She lived in London for a time. She actually trained with a couple of famous, really, really famous artists here in Australia.
Are you saying you were your great aunt?
I was my great aunt. Yeah.
Okay, so now I've got a question for Dr. Shuley. I've got a question for Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley, is there a limit to the number of past lives a person has? Because as I remember it, you know of at least two that you've had. Is that right?
I know 30 I've had.
Okay.
So,
30.
You know, I think we've each had probably 100 or more, several hundred. Obviously, the most important thing is if there's any emotional hang-up. I mean, now, if it's a good past life, well, just bless it. If there's emotional hang-up, negativity associated with, then it's time to release that. And my number one thing to do in a past life experience is to release and forgive into the hands of God, because we don't want to carry it further with us into the future. Now, interestingly, there was a book by Dr. Kenneth McCall some years ago called Healing the Family Tree, and he reports doing exorcisms frequently on people who are inhabited, if you will, by negative family members who've died, and they do an exorcism. So maybe you could get in touch with Dr. McCall and have the Anglican priest do the exorcism for you.
It's like this. I believe from what I'm seeing that it has to be done right. Okay.
Of course. Well, exorcism could just screw things up if it's not done right.
I know. It will create more problems for me if somebody else does it and makes a mistake. Okay. And it will create more problems for other people, because this particular woman, she, in this life, I feel that I have more work to do. And there's a particular, both the Caribbean pirate past life and the highwayman past life, they were both super violent. I'm not a super violent person anymore. Okay. And I have to point that out. But there's a lot of the positive things that have to do with those, with what I experienced in those past lives that are actually really useful. And like, for instance, just plain being able to stand up for myself. Okay. In the Caribbean pirate past life, I was actually nominated by my captain to be the dispenser of justice for the ship. And it was my job when we captured a ship to meet with the officers, the senior leadership of the ship, and decide what was to happen to them. And that is a particular skill set that I believe is probably going to be called on again. And if they had done the right thing by their crew, if they had fed them well, treated them right, had fair work and paying conditions, then often we'd just hand the ship. They had done the wrong thing. If they had starved their crew, if they had, if they had not given them fair work and conditions and all of that sort of thing and adequate time off and so on and so forth and port access when they were in port, then we would hang them by the yardarm. That's what we would do. And so much of this particular Caribbean pirate's job was just going around dispensing some justice. And he allocated that particular responsibility to me in that life, and that's actually a skill set that's useful. And this particular Caribbean pirate has actually shown up in my life. He sent a selfie to my cell phone, and I think I sent a copy of that to Vincent. So how's that?
Yes, yes. I'd love to hear Dr. Shealy's comments.
And you can clearly see, can't you?
Yes.
I don't know if you can see, Vincent.
Yes. Let's see what Dr. Shealy has to say about this when we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shiel is with us. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And the three of us have had past life regressions. I know of one of my past lives. I was a nobody. I was just a farmer trying to defend our village that was being attacked by our enemy, and I'm not really even sure who the enemy was, but I wasn't anybody special, just a farmer trying to defend our village. Gwyneth was notorious, and Dr. Shealy has had been some famous people in history during his past lives. Dr. Shealy, what are your comments about what Gwyneth has said? I'd love to hear what your thoughts are.
You know, there's good karma and there's bad karma. And in my opinion, you reflect whatever you can of the good karma. But more important, when you know that you were, you know, didn't do something right, it is your opportunity to clean up your old karma. So.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what the major problem is that I have had in my life? Okay. Especially the last few years, is dealing with the highwaymen operating locally here with the local police. They pull me over every time I drive out and they want to extort money out of me. My husband had a yacht. Guess what? His yacht was stolen by pirates. I know exactly what you're... I had a yacht, and the Queensland police sank my yacht in the middle of a shipping lane. I know exactly what you're talking about. The water police in Queensland, which is basically, as far as I'm concerned, they're a bunch of pirates all on their own. I was living on a subtropical island, and I had a yacht, and my yacht was sunk by the Queensland police in the shipping lane. And I had to, you know, there was somebody on the island who did yacht salvage, and he salvaged it and basically I sold the yacht to him at a discount. So that was what happened there. But I know exactly what you're talking about. And the good karma is in the past life where I was the highway woman, I was an adrenaline junkie, basically. I knocked coaches for fun in that life, okay? But as well as that, it was an income source, and it's how I kept myself in my own house. And because I was married at the age of 13, and my husband was 16 at the time. This is 400 years ago, by the way. And he did something to me when I was 13, and I was never able to bear children. That's not in the history books. That's what I've seen. But the truth of it is, this woman never had children. And what happened was he sold my estate from under me, piece by piece by piece by piece. And by the time I was 16, there was nothing left. I was renting my own home, which was a very, very famous manor house in that area, very strongly associated with this particular lady. And her lady haunts the manor house, by the way. And I have seen myself standing on the stairs. There's a particular stairway in this house, and I've seen myself in my full highwayman kit. We're talking about stereotypical highwayman gear, tricorn, mask, black tape, black trousers, black riding boots, white shirt, ruffled lace at the chin, you know. So not as a lady highwayman, as a highwayman, a female highwayman in Mandrag, which is exactly what I saw all those years ago. But it's what I've seen, what I've read in the history books since about this particular lady. And I also had a dream where I saw the tunnel system under her house.
As the Walrus said, the time has come to clean it up.
Gwyneth, thank you for calling in today.
Enough info for people to work it out. Okay, have a great week. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks. Thank you. See you Wednesday. Okay. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. That was Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.